Workers shuttle in and out of Alaska all the time. Typically, that's workers from outside coming here to do a two-week hitch on the North Slope or fill seasonal positions in the summer. Kisilov native Harry Haglund does it the other way around. He's been an electrician for the better part of two decades, and when the state economy took a nosedive some years back, he branched out into solar.
I finally took some of the several offers that had been given to me and ended up down in Minnesota. I've just been chasing solar sites ever since and making pretty good money and been able to pay the bills and feed my family. It's actually been great.
Installers have found steady, well-paying work across the lower 48 as the industry has boomed. That's been thanks, in part, to ever more affordable solar panels. Most of them come from Asia, and those panels are now subject to a 30% tariff. The Trump administration announced the new policy earlier this month. The tariff is supposed to help domestic solar manufacturers, of which there are relatively few compared to China and Southeast Asia. As soon as that news broke, Haglund says he started trying to figure out what it would mean for an independent contractor like him.
The immediate thing that I thought was, of course, I mean, how is this going to affect me and my family? It doesn't sound good for people that are installing the panels. It might produce a little bit of an uptick in the manufacturing portion of it, but it's going to really slow things down as far as all the electricians and solar installers all over the nation. That really looked good for them, you know? Kind of worried about it.
The tariff is on the books for at least the next 4 years. It's a 30% charge the first year, falling by 5% each subsequent year, and the first 2.5 gigawatts of capacity are exempt. So professional installers are nervous about what more expensive imported solar panels could mean for their future job prospects. But here in Alaska, where big utility-scale projects just aren't feasible, the new trade policy isn't expected to be such a drain. Chris Pike is a research engineer at the Alaska Center for Energy and Power. He says the panels themselves only make up about a third of the cost of a given project. And if it's a relatively small one, say for an off-the-grid cabin, other savings can usually be found to offset that.
This might be a slight blip, but I do think that overall you're going to continue to see the price of installed systems go down as Alaska installers gain more experience installing these systems, and they'll be able to lower their labor costs. And that's what we've seen in the lower 48.
He says to get a good picture of what the industry is like in Alaska, just look at where things were outside about 5 years ago.
When you look at the amount of solar that's been installed, at least on the rail belt, we've seen some pretty significant jumps just in the last year or two. When you look at the net metering reports that the different utilities hand over to the RCA every year, it kind of verifies that.
So on the small scale, in the short term, this may not be that big a deal. Maybe it's all just politics and posturing. But that's little comfort when your job could be on the line. Haglund says beyond simply worrying about his own paycheck, in our hyper-partisan, hyper-connected world, he's also got to contend with friends who stand by the president.
We've always been able to have very, interesting and lively debates about where our world view is when it comes to geopolitics or whatever. But this one's been maybe a little too emotional for me because it hits a little closer to home. This is something that can actually affect my livelihood. So, yeah, it's been kind of hard to hear some of their opinions. I'm not going to lie.
In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.